I trust my doctor to look out for my best interests, but I couldn't help feeling disappointed that he didn't think much of a new targeted therapy, even though he said that he didn't know a lot about it.
My doctor's office contacted my insurance company to get approval for the surgery and oral chemotherapy treatments we talked about, but the insurance company told him that they will only pay for the surgery. Now what?
Before I got cancer, I worked Tuesday through Saturday from 8 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon. After my diagnosis, my cancer doctor said he could give me the drugs as an outpatient in his office, but that the best time to do so was on Fridays.
Cancer survivors, which includes anyone diagnosed with cancer, will need to negotiate about many things with a number of people. Welcome to the Cancer Survival Toolbox program entitled Negotiating. A negotiation is a meeting with two or more people in which they discuss an issue and try to reach an agreement. In this program, you will learn basic negotiation skills to help you ask for what you need after your cancer diagnosis. For example, you may have to make new arrangements with your family to handle household chores during treatment. You may need to negotiate a change in your work schedule with your boss. The place or type of treatment may have to be negotiated with your insurance company, or you may even negotiate your treatment plan with doctors, a radiation therapy department, or a chemotherapy clinic. The Cancer Survival Toolbox comes with an online resource booklet available at www.canceradvocacy.org/toolbox. Resources and organizations related to each Cancer Survival Toolbox topic are included in this online booklet. Now, let's talk more about the topic of this program, negotiating. When negotiating anything, it is important to believe that you are an equal to the person you are negotiating with, no matter what your background. As Americans, we are proud of our different religious, ethnic, and cultural backgrounds. You should be proud of your background and not be embarrassed to openly share these important personal facts about yourself with your healthcare team. If you feel that your doctors and nurses are not dealing with you in the way that you would like, politely let them know what you expect. Their job is to help you and to make you comfortable. By sharing your wishes, you can help them accomplish these goals. Several skills will help you be a good negotiator. You must have good communication skills. That means that you need to listen to the information provided to you by other people, and then take this information and use it to make your decisions. It also means that you must be sure that everyone in the negotiation clearly understands what you want to tell them. Part of this is identifying and expressing your values, the principles and standards you live by. You must be able to set your personal limits, the boundaries of behavior you will not cross, and you must be able to set your emotions aside when negotiating and be willing to look for more than one solution to any problem. If you haven't already done so, you may want to listen to the Cancer Survival Toolbox program entitled Communicating. That entire program is devoted to describing how to clearly let others know what you think and feel, and how to learn what other people are thinking and feeling. There are 5 specific action steps you can take to prepare for any negotiation. First, gather the information you think you will need. And second, use that information to plan an agenda for your negotiation discussions. Third, set limits as to the minimum you would accept as a solution to your needs and what trade-offs you would be willing to make. You need to decide on these before you actually get to the negotiating process. Fourth, listen to your inner voice. And finally, try to create win-win situations in which you and the people you are negotiating with are satisfied with the outcome. Let's hear how Joan, an oncology nurse, finds these actions valuable in working with cancer survivors.